KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. For all of its gastronomic and cultural cross-currents, the 100-food journey boils down to comfort food. The secret isn't in the seasoning, whether French or Indian, but in the seasoned stars, Helen Mirren and Om Puri. They play warring restaurateurs, and in the romance of two young chefs who go mushrooming in the moonlight. All foodie movies are afflicted by adages, and this one has its share. To cook, you must kill. The sea urchin's taste of life. But the folk wisdom level is tolerable, just as the clichés and manipulations are palatable, because the story is full of life and free of ironic additives. The title refers to the width of the street that separates two restaurants and two culinary worlds in a village in the south of France. On one side of the street is the Weeping Willow, Le Sole Pleureur. It's a fancy French restaurant with a Michelin star run by Helen Mirren's haughty Madame Mallory. Directly opposite is Café Mumbai, a convivial family enterprise pulled together by Om Puri's exuberant patriarch, Papa, after the loss of his restaurant and his wife to sectarian violence in India. Both of these adversaries begin as living clichés, Papa carrying on like a carnival barker to attract a clientele, Madam disdaining the whole spectacle for its garishness, and focusing her passion on acquiring a second Michelin star. But both of them live vividly and enjoyably through shrewdly matched performances that have their charming counterparts in Papa's son Hassan. He's the Café Mumbai's gifted, dreamily handsome chef, and Marguerite, a lovely sous chef and Madame Mallory's staff. The 100-foot journey was directed by Lasse Hallström from Stephen Knight's adaptation of the novel by Richard Moraes. The producers include Oprah Winfrey, who championed the book, and Steven Spielberg. Hallström is no stranger to foodie land or to France. He directed the treacly fantasy Chocolat. Treacle isn't on this menu, though, even if sentiment is. The cheerful comedy of old world versus emerging world is laced with the harsh reality of French xenophobia. Hassan and his family have not left violence behind. At times, the storytelling seems rushed or worse. Each of Hassan's siblings gets a line of dialogue now and then, but nothing that amounts to an identity. It's nice that Café Mumbai is an instant hit, but how come? Have French villagers suddenly become cosmopolitan? And everything goes off the rails when Hassan goes off to Paris, starts cooking at a trendy temple of molecular cuisine, and becomes an overnight superstar. The evolution of his career spanned 20 years in the novel. The film works best at its simplest, when the lovers are gathering those mushrooms in lieu of rosebuds, or when Madame Mallory samples Hassan's pièce de résistance, his own version of a classic omelet, and tastes more than words need express: the rise of Asia, the decline of France, and the multicultural, multi-flavored future. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW soon with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.